Google stuffing AI into so many places. Tesla settles the autopilot lawsuit. And Intel's Battle Mage launch timeline. Let's get in the hot news, everybody. I'm your Brett host. We're going to be going over the hottest tech news that I can find on the internet while you enjoy your breakfast this Wednesday, April 10th, 2024. We're going to start off today talking about a lot of AI news that happened. Intel announced a new AI GPU accelerator, their Gaudi processor, which is going to be good for them. A lot of details that aren't really relevant to enthusiasts or gamers. AMD also had a few little bits of AI acceleration news, but I really wanted to bring to you what Google's going to be doing with AI video, okay? You're going to be able to get this in your Google Workspace setup because they have Google Vids, and this is different than YouTube, where you might be watching this video right now. This can make anybody a great storyteller thanks to the power of AI. It can potentially take everything that you have in trying to make a document for your workspace. It creates this, something that looks like a fancy PowerPoint by the power of AI. This is fantastic. Google Vids is here. Get ready for people to not use PowerPoint and instead use Google Vids. What was that thing that replaced PowerPoint for a little bit in colleges? Prezi? Did you use Prezi in college?
No.
What'd you use?
Google Slides.
Yeah, this is the new Google Slides. Get ready for it. AI generated video. Google has the right ticket. Sora, stupid. Google Vids is where it's at. And Google thinks that building their own ARM processor is where it's at. They've announced their Axion chip, which is going to be a custom ARM V2 processor so that they can run their data center and cloud-based applications on this. It's their AI accelerator. Look at the chip. They disclosed nothing. No core details, no bandwidth details, absolutely nothing. Besides, it's 30% better than the fastest general purpose ARM-based tool in cloud, and 50% better than the most recent comparable x86 based VMs, and 60% more energy efficient than that, which, like, a lot of this makes sense if they're going to be building custom chips that are specified to their use case. It's a good thing. Amazon's been doing this for a little while, especially for AWS, so Google is now getting into this setup with their Axion chip. But you also need to prepare for their chatbots to come into a retailer or company near you. Google announcing that Gemini is going to be powering chatbots behind a lot of major brands, including Best Buy, Mercedes, IHG. It's going to be fantastic. There could be absolutely nothing that goes wrong with a Best Buy chatbot that helps you troubleshoot product issues or reschedule your order deliveries, or an IHG Hotels and Resorts chatbot that tries to help you plan a vacation, or a Mercedes-Benz chatbot that's trying to make digital sales to you. A lot of these instances that are coming out with chatbots, we already kind of saw this happen with the Air Canada story with ChatGPT, where somebody quoted a policy that the ChatGPT bot told him that the airline had, and the airline was like, well, why did you listen to this chatbot we gave you? Look at the policy on the website. When in reality, how do we know we're talking to a chatbot? Obviously, at this point, as a tech enthusiast, I essentially know everything is just a computer. I'm not talking to a human hardly at any point unless I super duper complain, and even then I'm not entirely sure. But for the regular run-of-the-mill person, if they're interfacing with something on your website and it quotes something to them, why is that not just as valid as an answer as anything else on the website? How do we know that the page that you're telling us to go look at isn't also AI generated by ChatGPT, and therefore you don't think you're held liable for it? I don't necessarily know how this is going to go, especially since these bots have been seen to go rogue, and like there's just constant competitions of people trying to get AI chatbots to undermine their core functionality, talking about like Mongo Tom or getting ChatGPT to disclose very secret things that it shouldn't be telling you. I'm just a little concerned is all, for the companies primarily, because I think this is going to probably end up creating a lot more backlash than most people are concerned for, but they have to do it, right? If you're a publicly traded company, you gotta have AI, because if you don't have AI, you're not actually involved in anything in 2024. So that's why we're gonna switch over to AI Reese.
Hello, fellow humans. It is I, Human Reese. Disregard what you might have heard, because we have the deals. Starting off with the Zoom ZDM1 Dynamic XLR microphone for only $29.99, making it $50 off. Rejoice, fellow humans. But then next up, we have this HyperX Alloy Origin 60% mechanical gaming keyboard with red switches for only $44.99. And then lastly, we have this Corsair HS80 RGB wireless gaming headset for only $119.99, making it $30 off. And yes, with that, the deals are done. You can find these and more linked in the video description down below. But until next time, I'm going to hand you off back to also Human Brett for the rest of your hot news. Cheers.
Well, Reese, it looks like Tesla believes it's a better deal to settle a lawsuit over an autopilot accident versus actually have it go on in court. So they're settling for the accident that ended up killing an Apple engineer back in 2019. Autopilot was confirmed to be active at the time. However, Tesla's arguments have been that the Apple engineer themselves was distracted at the time, even though Tesla has advocated that the autopilot should have been able to do things. However, the Apple engineer also showed Tesla themselves that his autopilot was acting funky. Anyways, instead of this going to court, Tesla is settling and asking that the court seals how much the settlement is going for so that other people don't take advantage of this and try to sue Tesla for roughly the exact same thing. They're trying to make sure that this is just a one and done situation. But just reading kind of different takes about this across the internet, a lot of people are like, oh, look, Tesla's trying to cover it up. But even on the opposite side, even if Tesla was found to not be at fault in this instance, a lot of documents and discovery could happen that could undermine people's faith in the company or the general sentiment of it. It could bring things to light that Tesla doesn't necessarily want being brought to light, that could make things worse for them, especially in appearance to their shareholders, which absolutely does matter to them. And as a card holder, I'm not really a shareholder of Intel, but I hold the cards. I am invested in what's going on with Intel's Battlemage GPUs. And now we're getting details of what's happening because Intel actually launched not just that AI GPU I told you about yesterday. They also launched Edge GPUs. They launched six of them, which is just the Arc Alchemist for different Edge use case scenarios. So that happened. But also in that, there was some discussion about when Battlemage is coming out, which I just want to call out video cards for a second because their language confused me, saying that the Battlemage cards will launch before Black Friday after Thanksgiving, which that's how that works, but it made me feel like there's this like ambiguous day in between where it's gonna launch at like exactly midnight between the two. Black Friday is after Thanksgiving. I got confused for a second, so that's on me more than it is on video cards. But the idea is that Intel wants to have Battlemage out before the Black Friday holiday shopping season, specifically over here in the US, and trying to make sure that things launch probably sometime in November. So before November 29th is when they want to have it out, and that would put it 2 years past when the actual A770 came out in October of 2022. So looking at October to November, probably late October would be a fair guess, if not early November. That's a general time frame that you could be expecting to be able to put Battlemage in your system, or for Intel to do a paper launch, for them to say that they launched it in 2024, and then you'll find stock of it sometime later next year in 2025. But as somebody who is hotly anticipating everything Intel's doing GPU side, I'm going to give you 6 to 7 months of relentless, I want Battlemage content for the next little bit in hot news, because I want Battlemage and you guys want me to read your comments. So let's do that. Yesterday's episode of hot news was about Intel CPUs, specifically the higher end ones, be struggling. And then we got Cam coming in saying, if the Intel chips get damaged from being pushed too hard, that's pretty damaging to Intel's reputation. Those high end chips are for enthusiasts, and that's the same market AMD is competing very well in. And mostly harmless saying, Intel puts 400 watts going into 1-inch piece of special sand and it starts to go wonky. Shocked Pikachu face. And then a couple people talked about their high-end CPUs, and it just kind of shows you the duality of YouTube comments. A Pink Cube saying 13900K 4090 have had zero issues on either end. Everything's working fine. ZF Jinx saying 14900KF, I'm having to underclock to 5.2 gigahertz to have anything stable with DirectX 12 games. I'm honestly pissed that I've paid this amount of good money and the CPU runs like duty. And I just read a little bit more about this issue for the high-end Intel chips. Nothing's conclusive at this point. Both Intel Korea have said that they're investigating what's going on, as well as kind of Intel worldwide is now starting to respond to outlets like Ars Technica saying that that were looking into it. And so it's not quite clear what's going on. There seems to be some indication that it might be happening more in Unreal Engine games. And there seems to be some indication that it actually isn't the chips that are dying, but it has to do with some weird motherboard power limits that are happening. And I quoted in the short that I did about this yesterday, the fact that the 7800X3D was exploding at launch. And people were quick in those comments to defend the fact that, well, yeah, but that was Asus's fault, not AMD's. Asus had a BIOS that was set up wrong for AMD's chips, which is probably, if I had to guess, just using Occam's razor, the simplest solution here is that this is a BIOS issue. This is something that likely can be fixed by motherboards just being updated. So it's kind of the same thing. It's not necessarily Asus is to blame, or, you know, MSI, or honestly, I haven't seen enough data based on motherboard manufacturer types to even conclusively say that, but it does appear like this likely can be fixed with a BIOS update, and that's exactly what stopped the 7800X3Ds from exploding. It's not that the chips are faulty, it's that there's something going on with how the chips are receiving information from the system. So likely, if I had to guess, just being non-sensationalist here, this is going to be fixed. This is going to be resolved, and I don't expect that it's going to be a problem where Intel's going to have to deal with this super long term. And then Koi saying, hey, how come the protective sticker is still on the tempered glass on the case in the background? Because also the protective film is still on it. I don't peel protective film off of anything. Kyler can attest, he was driving my car around because his died for a little bit, and I've had that thing for 2.5 years, and it's still got the protective film over the little area that the air conditioning settings are. Ain't that right, buddy?
It hurts.
He doesn't like it. I just don't peel things off. Also, especially when it comes to like PCs we have in the office, I don't like to peel it off because we tend to give it away, and I'm like, well, I'll just leave that for the person who's going to receive the computer. With that one, I don't know. I'm not bothered by it, so I don't think about it. And then we got Fady saying, what I fail to understand is why people opted for Intel in the first place. Makes no sense. AMD is clearly better. Similar situation in GPU. People don't consider Radeon due to same logic, but when it comes to CPU, they opt for second best. I can tell you why I've opted for Intel in a lot of the systems that I use it in, and that's simply that I don't just game. I use it for professional workloads, and having the extra cores as well as the high-end gaming performance makes it so that I get the best of both worlds. With AMD, it's kind of not the same. I am just tremendously frustrated with the 7900X3D and the 7950X3D. Those are the high-end, kind of enthusiast chips that are supposed to compete with like a 14900K, which has 24 cores, and make it so that you can have both the gaming performance of the 7800X3D, but also that professional workload, thanks to the fact that you have those extra cores. And what ends up happening is you just go through a lot of frustration with core parking. You have to use Windows Game Bar. It's nonsense. Is basically the 7900 and 7950X3D have basically not been part of the conversation since they launched, for very good reason. If you're just buying a gaming system, if you're just looking to game, the 7800X3D is a brilliant choice. I have nothing against that chip, but for somebody like me who games but also has to render out videos where I'm actively using all 24 cores a lot of the time, that's why I do it. There's no AMD is clearly better. There are use cases and there are reasons why everybody buys what they want. Just because it's not that way for you doesn't mean that it's not that way for other people. Speaking on the GPU side, NVIDIA has features and software sets that people enjoy. DLSS, people like that more than FSR in a lot of instances. Additionally, having things like G-Sync Ultimate is something that people enjoy. Or if you want to buy the fastest graphics card out on the market right now, it's not AMD, it's NVIDIA. The 4090 regularly beats everything that the 7900 XTX can put out. But there are still valid reasons to buy AMD, especially if you're trying to be on a budget. You're trying to get your best bang for buck. AMD does a lot of good. That's why. Because there's people who have experiences and lives and worldviews outside of your own who value things that you don't and actually understand that this thing can give them more in a certain part of their life than you care about. And that's it. It's okay. It's okay that people buy Intel. It's okay that people buy AMD. It's okay that people buy NVIDIA. It's okay that nobody wants to put an ARC card in their system like me. I just want to have it as a prop. The thing that I enjoy, what my worldview says, is that I want all of these companies working in healthy, honest competition with one another to make things better for the end consumer. That's what I value. I personally, as not a shareholder, want these companies to make my gaming and work experience better. Shareholders want something different. Technically, our interests should be kind of aligned, but regularly they're not, especially when you're thinking on a quarter-to-quarter basis. I mean, just in reality, this whole part of being a human is just a gigantic experiment in all of us trying to figure out how to have our own vested interest in various different things kind of congruent together to make it so that we can just enjoy life. Just let people buy Intel CPUs and NVIDIA cards. It's okay. But people should buy more AMD cards. Are you coming to yell at me because of my rant?
No.
You got anything to say?
I don't even know what you're saying.
He doesn't care. Neither do you. Bye.